It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss a program that promotes the mental health of police officers in the Kenosha Police Department. A dozen years ago, the department was shaken, losing two officers to suicide, and it marked a turning point, according to a U.S. Justice Department report last year on Kenosha's suicide prevention, calling it a model agency for promoting comprehensive mental health. Officer Felicia Labator coordinates the peer support program. She is also the mother of Clay Davison, who was 16 when he died by suicide. A new documentary focuses on the Labator family and Clay's friend, L.A. Dodgers infielder Gavin Lux, who went back to Kenosha to reflect on the painful memory.
At the time, I don't think steroids was a thought. There might have been some other drug or some alcohol use. I remember being concerned. Looking back at it, it's hard for us as his friend group that we didn't kind of step in and say, hey, man, like, let's keep you on the straight path.
And if you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, call 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Officer Felicia Labator, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. As you look at this documentary and watch it and think about the life of Clay, your son, what goes through your mind?
You know, it's all over the place, really, as you can imagine, as a mother that loses her child to suicide. But I think the main focus that my family has tried to do is try to pick up the pieces and just truly live our life and help anyone that's near us, because so many people struggle with mental health and suicide thoughts. Not just in law enforcement, but obviously those are the calls that we go to help people. And so I guess I'm just so proud of this piece that Backstage Dodgers did. And I'm so proud of Gavin for, you know, using his platform to bring awareness to mental health, because there's so much stigma still that surrounds it. So I'm just proud. I'm proud of who Clay was, and I'm proud of how our family has come through this. And I'm proud of the Kenosha Police Department and, you know, us leading the charge and saying it's okay if you need help.
What does it mean to stay connected with Gavin Lux and other friends of Clay's as they lead their lives?
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. You know, he kind of references in the documentary that, you know, I'm like a second mom to him and Clay's whole friend group. I am constantly texting them and checking on them and, you know, seeing where their life is headed, because it's part of Clay. They were him and he was them. And so it's exciting to see them, you know, grow up and do adulting now.
I would imagine too, it's really difficult to look at them as a group or see them all together as we see in the documentary and realize that there is one friend missing there. And I mean, he would be taller and he would be, as you said, doing adult things. As you stay close to this group, how difficult is that to reconcile?
You know, all of them, you know, feel like Clay is still with them, even though he's physically not with them. And so I think that is what truly helps. I've always felt that way, and they feel that way too. And Clay's number was 44, and you know what? He just kind of shows up. Like in the times when we need him, we feel like he's with us. You know, Gavin talks about having his tattoo of Clay on his arm, and he says that he wanted Clay to be on every field that he goes on with him. Mm. And I just think that's how we look at it, that he is still with us.
We're talking about suicide prevention and mental health support. Felicia Labator is the peer support coordinator for the Kenosha Police Department, mother of the late Clay Davison. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's turn and look at your professional life. You were a detective with the Kenosha Police Department when Clay died. How did your work and your focus change after his death?
So, yeah. I was a detective in sensitive crimes, and in 2010, you had mentioned that we had lost two officers here to suicide, And at that time, our chief, John Morrissey, decided that he wanted to put together a peer support program. And he had asked if I wanted to lead it and also be a detective. And of course, I said yes. And so I was actually leading this team and doing the, you know, detective work at the same time. And then when Clay died, my work shifted to really just doing all of this prevention type work of not only within our department, but also just around Wisconsin. So it's a privilege and an honor to be able to help people in their darkest, darkest times. You know, that's why I wanted to be a police officer in the first place. And now it's just shifted to being able to, from the citizens of Kenosha to my own officers.
Can you take us inside the team? How does the peer support team work? What is that like?
So basically, it's a shared personal or professional experience. It's been shown that officers are more likely to open up and talk to somebody that they work with than going to see a therapist. And we're, of course, shifting that. So it's confidential. It stays between the people that are trained. We have a mental wellness coordinator that is above our team that we could go to, who is a trained licensed therapist. So we can get direction from her. So it just works out for law enforcement to be able to really connect with each other and say what they have going on. Because as you can imagine, going to these types of calls and scenes and coming through what Kenosha went through in 2020, there was a lot, not only for the officers, but their families, their children, and we support all of them.
When I think of the Kenosha Police Department, it is the police shooting of Jacob Blake in 2020. What was and is the role of your peer support team after Jacob Blake was shot by a white officer, after the protests that were sparked by this incident?
You know, and the whole defund the law enforcement was happening prior to that, and that, you know, can shake your world. Could you imagine if suddenly there was a defund radio, right? Like, this is what you do. And you could easily go down a rabbit hole and feel like the world was against you. Yet we knew that we had so many supporters in our community because of our good relationships that we do have with our community. But it was a hard, difficult time. You know, it's no secret that law enforcement across the country, the numbers have been dwindling. It's a hard job to get into. And so that's what we just try to do. Just be a great listening ear for our fellow officers.
Do officers worry that there will be rumors circulating in the police department that they are getting therapy or getting assistance through your team?
No, you know what we do is when we have a success story, we have that person see if they're willing to stand up and kind of share their own journey of what they've been going through. And so it's really helpful because they see somebody that they respect, somebody that they admire, and they stand up and say, hey, I didn't have it all together. I went to therapy. I got help and I'm much better now. My family's much better now. So we really get a lot of buy-in that way.
Right, because you want officers to know it's okay to be confidential, that it should be, but it's also okay to share and say, look, I got help. This is a resource that I want you to use, and this is how it worked for me. You have to, I imagine, walk that line.
For sure, yeah. And they do know that it's confidential because when this person stands up and kind of shares their journey and everybody else at the police department realizes that they didn't have any idea what they were going through, it proves the confidentiality in itself.
Hmm. Officer Felicia Labator, the peer support coordinator for the Kenosha Police Department, mother of the late Clay Davison, as we discuss the work to prevent suicide and to destigmatize mental illness, join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on the work of suicide prevention in law enforcement. A Justice Department report last year detailed the Kenosha Police Department's suicide prevention work. Acknowledging the subject of suicide is vast and daunting, but the approach to prevention can be straightforward and forthright. Education and awareness programs, the report said, vary from one police agency to the next. Join in 800-642-1234. Felicia Labator is peer support coordinator for the Kenosha Police Department and mother of the late Clay Davison. She stays with us. Let's take a call now. John is with us from Richland Center. John, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi. I think it's a good thing that we're bringing this to light nowadays, because the cops got a hard job, and we know there's good cops and there's bad cops. This is one way where the bad cops can get some help before they shoot somebody or strangle somebody's
John,
neck.
John, let's pause there. Felicia, what are your thoughts on how this can be a type of intervention before something bad happens?
Yeah, our team and the way we train other teams around the state is to notice those signs early on before it ends up affecting them at home or affecting them at work. So we can see those first signs of them being different or moody or whatever it may be, and be able to kind of be that bridge to offer support and to give them some resources. So, you know, we're also there in the crisis moment when maybe an officer could be suicidal and help prevent that as well. But we've seen it time and time again over the last, you know, 12 years that this program does work.
I want to ask you about the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They changed to 988 from the 10-digit phone number. And people now say, you know, they have the three-digit number for 24/7 crisis care. What do you think is the significance of this change?
Well, any way that we can make it easier for anyone to connect when they need help, right? So whether that was when the text line came out and people were texting, or if it's shortening a number, all of it is good. Because when you're in crisis, you know, you can't even think. It's been described to me that, you know, Felicia, I've been in these absolute pits, these dark holes, and it was everything I had to even reach out. And so the more easy that we can make it for anyone to be able to reach out to get help is great. That's what we want to do. That's why we created the Clay Davison Legacy Scholarship Fund. We created this because I want to be able to support anyone that wants to go into the field of mental health. You know, I'm sure you know this, in Wisconsin, there's such a shortage of mental health providers. You could wait up to 4 months with some people to get in. And we want to, you know, be able to, again, help people that are going into college that want to help other people. So yeah, we created the Clay Davison Scholarship Fund. I'm so proud of that.
The city of Kenosha has an employee assistance program for city employees to receive support, you know, whether it is a mental health crisis or a financial crisis or something else. What is your role in the work you're doing? Are there any connections there with the employee assistance program?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Yes, I've worked with our EAP. They are amazing. And we make sure that the therapists are vetted, because it's really important that if an officer or an officer's family is going to get any type of help, that therapist really understands the trauma of what it's like, excuse me, to be an officer. And so that they need some specific background in what we're dealing with. our city has been so gracious to us to provide us with these, with the EAP, and it gets used all of the time because it's not just for the officer, it's also for anybody in their household that lives with them. And we have a robust program because we get 8 visits where many, many departments only get 3 or 6. But as you can imagine, when you have so much trauma, you know, 3 visits just aren't going to do it. And so, yeah, we're very lucky to have what we have and the support of the city behind us.
We're talking about mental health support, focusing in on Kenosha, Kenosha Police Department Peer Support Team Coordinator, Officer Felicia Labator, with us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Felicia, can you explain how chaplains work with the Kenosha Police Department and what their role is in helping with emotional support, mental health, and the role in the agency?
Yeah, we currently actually don't have any. It's not that we don't want any, we just don't have any right now. The ones that we've had in the past have been wonderful, but they're usually also pastors and of their own church and can be very busy, but they are a great addition. It is something that we teach and say it is, you need the peer support team, you need your therapist, you need chaplains. It's kind of that 3-prong approach because everybody gets help in different ways, right? And so we want to offer it in every way that we can, where somebody might connect with a therapist better and somebody might connect with the chaplain better.
We've seen federal funds, pandemic funds directed at the mental health crisis. Last year, $432 million in federal funds has spent to scale up crisis center capacity in the country. Do you think that is making a difference? Where should the money be going to?
That's a good question. I just think there's just not enough therapists out there. I feel like, you know, more and more people are open to getting therapy. And that's the stumbling block that I see, is that there's just not enough therapists to go around for people. So I think that they should be, you know, supporting people, kind of like what we're doing with the scholarship fund is helping people get through school. That's where I see the lack in the mental health.
Do you believe that your peer support team has helped save lives?
I know we have. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I know we have. You know, there's no greater feeling than knowing that you have intervened and helped somebody not actually take their own life, you know, as a department. And then obviously personally, us standing at 3 graves because of suicide, you know, you just want to do anything and everything you can to make sure that no one feels alone, right? Because mm-hmm. in their dark moments, they feel alone. And so that's why I'm so grateful. You know, I wake up every day and kind of say, what can I do today to help someone? And knowing that you guys are giving me this opportunity. And you know what, I hope and pray that we're going to save somebody's life today, that they're just going to hear our conversation and decide to live one more day and maybe call the number. So yeah, it's amazing.
Felicia, what about new officers to the force, new officers in the agency? Do you have one-on-one conversations? How do you introduce them to the resources besides, you know, saying, watch this video or something like that?
Yeah, no, we do. We have a whole onboarding program with them where they speak with me and our mental health wellness coordinator that I mentioned earlier. And we talk about pitfalls. You know, what are pitfalls in law enforcement that you can get into and how do you avoid them? And this is our EAP program. And we bring in other officers that, again, share their story and say, you can trust the team and you can trust going to these therapists. And so we get buy-in right away with the, you know, and it's obviously the younger generation that have grown up hearing more about mental health. So yeah, it's working. And I'm so excited that we're able to bring it and, you know, teach other departments around the state to do it as well.
Felicia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Kenosha Police Department Officer Felicia Labator coordinates the agency's peer support team promoting the mental health of law enforcement officers. She is the mother of Clay Davison, who died by suicide. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is a suicide prevention network of hundreds of crisis centers, provides 24/7 help to anyone in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. That hotline is 988. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.